KSA Radio News.
The city of Chicago is fining businesses that are not checking the vaccination status of customers after rules went into effect on January 3rd. Breitbart reported Tuesday the businesses are required to demand proof for those ages 5 and older. The rule applies to indoor dining establishments, fitness centers, and entertainment and recreation venues. The AP reports Chicago's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Agency has already issued 32 citations to 16 businesses. Voting legislation that Democrats have tried to push through is on track for defeat. President Joe Biden's own party is poised to let the bill fail as Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, the two holdout senators, are unwilling to change the Senate rules. And free at-home COVID-19 tests are available now. Go to covidtests.gov. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Ukraine and Germany this week.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week and meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky as tensions between the United States and Russia compound over a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. Meetings in Europe last week failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. A group of bipartisan senators, four Democrats and three Republicans, met with Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support. On Thursday, Blinken will travel to Berlin to meet with the German foreign minister and members of the transatlantic Quad, which consists of U.S., Britain, France, and Germany. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The GOP Doctors Caucus sent a letter to White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci demanding he apologize for calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron on a hot mic during a hearing last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Truckers are resisting getting vaccinated for COVID-19, and it's causing problems for Canada and a new policy.
Truckers carrying products across the U.S.-Canada border now have to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccine. Under new Canadian regulations, U.S. truckers who are not vaccinated will be turned away. Canadian drivers returning north who can't show vaccine proof will have to quarantine. Canada implementing the new rules on the weekend, resulting in almost an instant reduction in available trucks. That means prices are up almost 25% on produce and other commodities, according to industry reps. As shipping companies adjust to the new rules, many worry about having to pay more to attract drivers who are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The mostly partisan congressional committee investigating the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol issued subpoenas to three lawyers and a political strategist. Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jenna Ellis, and Boris Epstein challenged the 2020 election results. The committee also subpoenaed the phone and text records of Donald Trump Jr. and his fiancée, Kimberly Guilfoyle. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden stands by everything he said in a Georgia speech last week, where he declared opponents of Democrats' election law overhaul bill were on the side of segregationists. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.